Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 11, 2024. Don't run out of gratitude. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 through verse 18. Today's more so. I've learned that the giving of thanks and being thankful can go a long ways with folks. When we display a heart of gratitude, not only does it make us feel good about ourselves, but it also makes us feel good about who we are in Christ. I always teach that when we pray, the first 10 things we pray about ought to be what we are thankful to God for, and the next 10 should be what we need God's help with. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, only one came back to give him thanks, and he was the only one who was made completely whole. The other 9 were only healed, but the Samaritan was made whole. The 9 may have gotten rid of their leprosy, but perhaps they may not have gotten rid of their troubled minds, bitterness of heart, loneliness, and depression like the one who was made whole. Thanksgiving for even the smallest things with Christ can make a big difference in our lives. Paul speaks to the church at Rome, states, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Romans chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. Notice, when they knew God, they were not thankful, and they became foolish, trusting in other things. Let me encourage you, don't run out of gratitude, because God's will for our life is that we be always thankful. Sing this song with me today. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Thought for today. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.